is make allowance for human nature. People are wired differently, they think differently, they respond to issues differently. Don't expect people to be a colony of ants, thinking the same, doing the same, buzzing the same way. It doesn't happen in human relationships. So the very first instruction that Allah gave Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, together with the responsibility of inviting humanity to his oneness, was make allowance for human weaknesses. Be tolerant, be forbearing. That is an inner strength. And the human beings, every human being has a reservoir of this inner strength. It can make, it'll develop you as a human being if you learn to be tolerant, if you learn to be forbearing, if you learn to be forgiving. Do not respond in the way people treat you. Rather, khudil afwa, take to forbearance. And let's look at one example in the life of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were once traveling in a group, and it was midday, a time for them to rest. And people dispersed and scattered, looking for shade. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam found a tree at a distance from the rest of the people, took out his sword, and hung the sword in its sheath on one of the branches of the tree. And he went to sleep. In that process, an enemy saw what has happened. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam disarmed. The people are at a distance. He's sleeping. This is my opportunity to do away with him. So he goes very stealthily, unsheathes the sword of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then pounces on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was sleeping and resting under the tree, and then cries out with sword in hand. He says, "May yamna'uka minni?" Who is there that can protect you today from me? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is staring death in the eyes. The sword is by his throat. The enemy is on him. His companions are away from him. And he responds with such fervor, such faith, and he says, "Allah." And when he responds with the word Allah, it sends such an electrifying shock on this person that he drops the sword out of the shock. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gets up and sits on him and takes the sword and says, "Tell me now, who is going to protect you from me?" And he says, "Kun khayra akhidin," be a noble person, one who captivates. In other words, treat me with compassion. I came to kill you, but the tables have turned. Treat me with compassion, O Prophet of Allah. So the Prophet says, "Are you ready to accept Islam?" He says, "No." He then says, "But I'll give you an undertaking. I would neither fight you nor the Muslims from this day, if you spare my life." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gets off and says, "Go, you are free." He comes to his community and says, "Oh people, I've just come from the best of humankind. I've come from the best of human," implying that the treatment meted out, the tolerance, the forbearance of this human being is unparalleled in my entire experience. So the first instruction given to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and by extension to everyone, every believer, is that when you deal with people on the basis of tolerance and forbearance. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ. Secondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the verse says, وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. And instruct people to do good. What does this mean? Again, it presupposes that you believe that every human being has the potential to do good. It is focusing our energy on the good in a person, not on the weaknesses of a person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "An-nas ma'adin," that humanity is like the resources buried deep down in the bowels of the earth, like gold and silver. They remain obscure, inaccessible to people unless they are mined, unless it is extracted out of the bowels of the earth. And that's the nature of man. If we engage with people believing that every human being has a natural goodness in him, if you treat people on the basis of what they can be, you help them become capable of what they really can achieve. So we should live, when we engage with people, we should be asking ourselves, how can I motivate this human being? It doesn't mean he doesn't have flaws. It doesn't mean he doesn't have shortcomings. But if you want to change human relationship, live to inspire people. Live to motivate people. Let people believe in themselves. And that is equally applicable to our relationship with our spouses, our children, with whoever we engage with. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. Instruct people, look for good in people, motivate people, inspire people to realize their potential. Shaitan does the opposite. He instills a negative approach whenever we deal with people. So Shaitan instructs you, look for the weaknesses in this human being. What is it that annoys you of this person? Focus on his negatives. And because of that, you will find that 9 out of 10 discussions between 2 or more people revolves around the weaknesses of another human being. It's only negativity. It is about what we're not doing or what that person did not do. It's all about the negatives of another human being. And the Quran is telling us, وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. Focus on the positive nature of people, on their potential. See how you can harness the potential of your children. See how you can get them to become who they are capable of becoming. So Allah says, وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. Instruct people with good. And the third instruction, Allah says, وَأَعْرِدْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Shun, stay away from those who live to pick a fight, from those who live to engage you in argument, from those who nitpick, and their only discussion is to engage you in argument. The worst form of communication is argument. The worst form of communication is argument. And Allah says, if you see a person whose only purpose is to engage you, to create this argument, to create a fight, move away. Elsewhere Allah says, tell such a person, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. That when the ignorant, the uncouth address you and want to engage you into argument, say salam, peace be upon you, and walk away in a dignified manner. What this verse tells us is, do not respond to people on the basis of how they treat you. If you do that, you will never grow as a human being, because you are in a reactive relationship. If someone treats you unfairly, you treat them unfairly. If someone refuses to speak with you, you refuse to speak with them. If someone is critical of you, you become critical of them. That is a reactive relationship. You'll never grow, because what you do depends on how people treat you. What this verse emphasizes is try and adopt a not reactive but proactive relationship when you're dealing with people. That even if they are cruel, be kind. When this verse was revealed, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam explained the meaning to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and said that, O Prophet of Allah, this verse simply means pardon those that annoy you. Give to those that withhold from you. And foster ties with those that cut off ties with you. In other words, do not look at what the other person is doing. You ask, be proactive. Do treat people not on the basis of how they treat you, but on your obedience to Allah. So their disobedience to you, you should respond with your obedience to Allah. This is what Allah wants of me. And Allah says in the Quran, idfa' billati hiya ahsan. That, O believers, adopt one principle when you're navigating through human relations. What is it? Idfa' billati hiya ahsan. Respond with that which is better. Respond to evil with that which is best. And what will the consequence be if you all adopt this? فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةً. If there's this animosity between you and him, and if you adopt this principle in life, I will respond with that which is best. كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. That avowed enemy of yours will become your bosom friend. In other words, if you want to melt the hearts of those who are averse to you, who hate you, respond with that which is best. Do not adopt a tit-for-tat relationship. But tell yourself, what is the better way? How should I respond in a way that is best? And Allah says he will turn the hearts. And there's no better example than the example of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before he came with his message, when he came with his message, people were baying for his blood. They wanted to kill him. They were after his blood. But when he based his response to people on these three directives, be tolerant, promote good, and stay away from those who want to pick a fight with you. What happened? Those that were baying for his blood suddenly found pride in drinking his blood. Once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a Sahabi the cup, he extracted blood and said, go and dispose of this. The Sahabi went on the side, he drank the blood, he came back. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, have you dispensed of my blood? He said, yes, O Prophet of Allah. He says, how did you dispense of it? He said, I drank your blood. Look at that, the extremes. People who were baying for his blood suddenly were willing to drink his blood. People who couldn't stand his sight suddenly were vying with each other to collect his sweat, so they could use it as perfume on his body. How did this transformation take place? Purely through his personality, purely through what we call emotional intelligence, purely through these three ayats. The beauty and the power of these ayats may be lost in its brevity and its simplicity. Allah says again, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, that take to forbearance and tolerance. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and instruct people, motivate people to be good. وَأَعْرِدْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and stay away from those who want to engage you in argument. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ